Okay. Next door now then. So.
Could you please
Next door
mute?
now.
You are now recorded. Like to introduce the reading in Ephesians chapter 1. By way of introduction, I'm sure all of you have probably, with your parents, elderly parents, living wills in the family, and that will could be, unless we don't know, unless we do know in advance what is the content of the will, sometimes these wills can actually leave misunderstanding in the family who are recipients of the will. Well, there is a lady in America, his name is Thelma Howard, and she worked for the company Walt Disney, the Disneyland. The original owners of this gave her every year as a Christmas gift in the form of shares of stock. But this lady never cared about putting those shares of stock into the form of money that she can use after Christmas. But she kept them all throughout the years of his working life. And until when she died, they discovered that those shares of stocks are worth multi-million dollars, which she did not use. And it's a tragic discovery that this lady worked so hard for the whole large family, the original owner of Walt Disney. Or maybe that's the name. Walt Disney, isn't it? That's the name of the company, right? The owner. And many people who have learned about that tragic misuse of those share of stock felt so bad about her well-being until she died. Now, this in the same manner, we as God's people, sometimes we don't know our great inheritance. And this lack of knowledge of our great inheritance sometimes can contribute to our misplaced standing in the church. We don't know our inheritance in Christ. We don't know how we should be part of the body of Christ. We don't have understanding of what every member but the body of Christ should know. And it's sad to say, even now, we don't know the inheritance that we have in Christ, so that our involvement or being a member of the body of Christ should give us a full, meaningful membership. That's why the Apostle Paul prayed, and I would like to read that prayer, and trying to recognize our need not to be misplaced member of the body of Christ. So this is the Apostle Paul prayer, so that we will know more deeper how our membership in the church should become more meaningful, a living reality of how we should enjoy our membership in the body of Christ. This is the prayer of the Apostle Paul, which I would like to begin in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 up to the following verses. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believes, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he had put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And chapter 2, verse 1, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit which now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the minds, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And he hath raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which had before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, I'll stop there. The next set of verses which I'd like to share briefly is, that's the prayer of the Apostle Paul, that we should be ready to identify ourselves more seriously as the body of Christ. As I read in verse 22 to 23 in our reading in chapter 1. Now, these verses are meant to encourage us to know our personal identity, who we are in Christ, and what we should do to be a purposeful, significant member of the body of Christ, which is where we are right now, Stranger's Rest. Now, chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, I would read, and this is where we're going to center our thoughts. I just introduced that lady, so we will not remain orphaned, misplaced, without understanding our identity as Christian. Paul doesn't want us to be appearing like that when we come together as full-fledged members of the body of Christ. So, chapter 4 of Romans, of Ephesians, I read, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. This is the calling, as the Apostle Paul teaches us who we are and how we should actually understand our place in the body of Christ. So, with lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering and forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the body in the bond of peace. And there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called one in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, this is actually the concern that the Apostle Paul would like us to be aware of in our knowledge of Christ as our Lord and Savior. This is the concern for the unity of the body of Christ. And this concern must be a daily awareness that we should be united in the body of Christ. And this unity of the body of Christ is not just untested ideas or information, but it's a living reality that we should know that we are important member of the body of Christ who have been saved by grace through faith with the precious blood of the Lamb of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is how we should know our identity. We have been bought with such the high price of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this truth must be recognized and be guarded and be aware of in our daily walk with the Lord. We are called to be part of that body, and we will make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. And this is done, and this must be done effectively, not just by concentrating on shallow unity, which it's sad that there is a shallow unity because we are not up to date in being an active participants of our calling, which was given to us. So this must be done effectively, not just a shallow unity, but by behaving in a way which it strengthens the unity. So our united identity must be at the forefront of our knowledge as body of as member of the body of Christ. That is said in verse 2 and 3, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let us try to be humble and gentle and be patient, bearing each other's burden. And actually, what we did a while ago in our meeting is to understand how we should understand our role. And understanding one's role is the second concern that the Apostle Paul would like us to know as the active member of the body of Christ, which is in the concern of the ministry in the body of Christ. How much concern do we understand that we should be concerned the well-being of every member of the body of Christ? Are we concerned that other members are growing together in the way that we would like to grow, and even in the pastor's way of preaching the gospel, would like us to grow deeper in the knowledge of the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of grace, the doctrine of justification by grace through faith, sanctification, and other basic doctrines that should actually unify our knowledge and actually put that in the consciousness of our minds that this ministry is the gift of God. Now, let me continue again the second part, which we will now finish. I will now finish on this. Yeah. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now he ascended, but that he also descended up first into the lower parts of the earth, in that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some, what, apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So you have all our role. You may not fall officially as one of those names or titles, but as member of the body of Christ, we have a special role. No matter how small that role is, it's very important. And when everyone do that role, we are actually acting as one body in Christ, so that the vision of the church, the main thrust of the church, to propagate the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and bring in others so that they might be saved, is the main concern. What the Apostle Paul is teaching and encourage his son of the faith, Timothy, who pastored this church, Timothy. And he discipled him As Pastor Mark is also doing discipling as well through Brother Joel, teaching all our young children, young people, to know their role as the body of Christ. So, in the end, I would like to say that our calling is obviously not to work alone, not to feel alone and misplaced member of the body of Christ, but to know our role, that no matter how small you are, you must do your role to complete the ongoing mission of Christ for us to be a useful vessel in his body, bring others into his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment in which you have read our, you have listened to your plan to the church through your servant, the Apostle Paul, that you have gifted the church with all those various roles. As pastors, Sunday school teachers, evangelists, elders of the church, missionaries, and teachers for the Word of God, Sunday school teachers, and even evangelists who are going out during the week, throughout the year, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all of us, every member of the church, should look at their role, even though how small they can contribute. We are called to actually function in the body of Christ together, that we might be the light and the salt of the earth, as the Lord Jesus Christ bought us to be salt and light in this world. So grant us this grace, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you very much.